I've got Weezer stuck in my head now. It's pretty sweet.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound too terrible.
No, did you? Mark Cole sent me a link on the Twitters that was Weezer covering Africa.
Yeah.
And then Weird Al came out and just busted into some accordion, and it was awesome.
What a fun surprise that would be. I would love to be at
that concert.
Show.
That would be tremendous.
Yeah.
You had a Weezer concert, Al just shows up. I mean, it took him all of 5 minutes to drive there from his house. I guess a little longer. He's in Anaheim. I think the Forum is in L.A., actually. So.
And then it would take a half hour.
Probably took him an hour to get there.
If you're anywhere near L.A., how long does it take to get there? Are you driving? An hour. And everybody drives. So the answer is always an hour.
Yeah. That's not fast. It's not fast.
Oh, Donkey Teeth, I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
I've got People Are Strange in my head, so I think I'm
ready. Yeah, there you go.
I was good, and then I saw Donkey Teeth's comment, and I was like, there's two, there's four, there's six, there's eight, shunting cars and hauling freight, red and green and brown and blue, they're really, ha ha, take that.
I don't know any of those songs. If you want to bust into Mail Time or something, that I can chat along with. This makes me want to wail. Mail! All right, it's late. We should start this show.
Yeah, that's true.
For sure.
For shizzle. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 154th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
Woo.
Oh, man. My goodness.
That's
so many
up there.
Installments.
We're coming up on three years of this show.
I was just going to say, are we going to do something not at all special for 3 years? I think
we should do something.
All right.
I don't know what. We should do something. I don't know. Maybe we should give away prizes again or something.
We'll pepper in some sort of surprise for year number. Well, no, that'll have to be show 200 with prizes.
You know what?
Show 3 years. That's not exciting. We'll do something on our own. Hmm. I can't commit anybody who's not currently here to anything.
Okay.
Seems wrong.
All right, so I'm me. They're them. How's everybody going? All good?
No, but
no.
You know, I'm good for the show.
Oh.
I got a weird sharp pain in the intercostal spaces between my ribs. I told you guys I had connection problems, which is why I was so late, but I was actually embarrassed because yet again, for my second podcast this week, I was in the bathroom pooping my guts out because I can't digest food anymore.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not good, yeah. Man.
All food is just like, oh my guts. I'm like, why? Why is everything an emergency?
Mm.
Why? What have I done to my life that this is how I live?
Let me know when you start waking up where it feels like someone has taken a vise to all of your intestines, cramped it down as hard as they can, and it just stays that way for hours at a time. Because those are fun days.
Hmm.
Ugh. Stupid bodies. Why can't we perfect this giving me a robot body thing?
I'm okay
with
that.
Eh. All right.
Why, oh, why was I programmed to feel pain?
Exactly. it's the week of 8:15 through, next week. We should do something. We need to move the show next week.
Yeah, that is true. I'm going to suggest we move it to Tuesday.
Well, that would be up to you guys.
Saucy, I was going to say. Do you need a break from our super depressing show?
I'm going to say yes.
Or do you want to move that show to Wednesday?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know. I think I'm going with nope.
Okay. Yep.
We may think about it, but apparently we are going to be on the road next week at the end of the week, so...
Right. Okay. Give you an extra day to get reoriented.
Yeah, exactly.
Without having to do anything. Okay. So there you have it.
You taking a trip?
Yeah, Cape May.
Oh, nice.
And probably some Atlantic City.
Yeah.
Episode 155 will be on next Tuesday instead of next Wednesday, so tune in. If you like, well, 9 o'clock as per usual.
Yeah, it'd be my 20th anniversary, so.
Right on.
And then Wednesday with the wife. For your Deadpool dailies, today was a Yellow Rocket, really? Huh. Tomorrow, Yellow Spidey. Friday, Purple Daredevil.
Yeah,
Saturday,
hold on. That doesn't sound right either.
Is that not right? Did I not update this at all?
I don't know, but I feel like I played today and I don't remember getting a, I got a Loki today.
How about today was a Loki? How about I didn't update the script at all?
Okay.
I was wondering what was going on. Okay.
So today was a black Loki. Tomorrow is a purple Dream Warrior. Then it's a yellow Squirrel Girl. Purple Doctor Doom. Purple Mystique. Black Doctor Doom. Man, purple Mystique. Green Hulk. Yellow Falcon. And red Psylocke is the correct order. Man, completely bollocks that whole part of the show. Over in your 5-day four-star crash of the Titan. Again, yeah. Things that are out of order.
Right.
So the 11th was Blonde Widow.
Yep.
Bam-a-lam.
Bam-a-lam. Still happening.
Still going for Ian?
I'm going to try. Well, it's just so much more work than I'm willing to put forward.
It took me many tries.
I have at least one level of Defilad, so I could, you know... That was my first plan, was to take my 70 level 121 Blonde Widow Bam-a-lam and, you know, just go invisible and just punch him all day.
You got Denial the Blue.
I can't deny that much blue. The game will give itself enough blue cascading from other matches that he will eventually just shoot through my.
Yeah, the first few times I'm like, I can do this, and then I'm like, all right, I really have to make every blue match possible.
Hmm.
Right.
And then I took that strategy, I won the second time around.
Oh,
I think
good.
It took
yeah.
me 5, 6, 7 times before I won.
Right. Well, the first time was just a wreck, because then I had to be like, all right, fine, I'll look to see what each power does, try to figure out how to use it. All right, yellow does absolutely nothing. Black stuns for just a second, which helps, but... not super a lot. I was like, oh, this one makes me invisible. Maybe that'll help. I don't think I can do it at level 70. Maybe if I boost her and try again. I just don't. So much blue denial.
Yeah, I don't know what the minimums are, but it's a tough fight. I lost on the first one with my champed Black Widow. To me, purple going invisible is important. Denying blue is more important.
Yes.
The health helps, because once I was able to get invisible, then I could use that to heal up.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a difficult fight.
So, her power, she can designate herself as an ally.
Correct.
Has that always been the case for powers that say do things with allies?
I'm going
so
to go
I
with
can
no.
use yellow.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah, Ian, if you have her yellow, she can heal herself.
Oh, I read it and I was like, oh, it doesn't do anything. Apparently, I'm wrong. I'm wrong about so many things, so that doesn't shock me.
Yeah, because I just tried it and I'm like, oh, wait, that worked. Huh.
Okay. I'll give her some levels and try again. So if you just tried it, again, this might just be a Steam situation and not iOS and everybody else. When you hover over lights out, any chance that any chance that the font is so large that it doesn't all fit into the text box and it just trails off in the middle of a sentence?
This sounds like
not
a Steam issue.
Not a clue.
Okay. Totally happens in my Steam whenever I put it over lights out. To read what the power does, it begins to tell me, but the font is so large that I only get like 2/3 of what it does, and then it just stops.
That's not incredibly useful.
No, but it was funny.
Brigby just said, oh.
Might just be a Steam issue.
I don't know. I don't think I can, you know, hover over the...
Oh, right. That makes sense.
But if
you can hover
it,
your finger there all you like. It's just nothing.
Right.
That is one of the things I miss when you have a portable device, is, you know, the hover over on links and things.
Yeah.
It really sucks that you can't do that. Anywho.
Yeah.
So try some more, Ian.
I will. I'll try harder.
All right. Coming up next, we believe, is Meh. And
yeah.
According to this infographic that someone really favorable helped, you know, sent us, it's going to be against 5-star Loki. I'm not sure where he has this information from, but I believe him. He knows stuff.
I would believe it. There's a decent amount of color crossover there.
He says that was confirmed by ICE.
Okay. I definitely believe it.
Well, there you go. Straight from the ICE's mouth.
I don't think that'll be a problem. One, his black power won't even come into play. You'll just have to watch out for his purple power, really.
To watch out for your purple powers.
Yeah, well, I don't think he has a chance to watch out. As long as you get that AP, you're golden.
Boom! Meh. I love Meh. He's so much fun.
Yeah, I've been using him every day now.
It's a lot of fun. It's not cracked my everyday squad, but I still like to use it.
No, I've been putting him with Five Star Thor and America, and it's just a world of hurt for anybody I go. Like, those three characters, I take them through the entire PvE with just them, no health packs. I just destroy everyone. It's ridiculous.
It sounds hateful. I love it.
I like to do it with Thanos and Thor and America.
Yeah, eventually you got to use health packs using Thanos.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm just saying.
I get them when I don't want them from the Deadpool daily things.
Right, right.
So I'm like, yeah, got to get rid of five more health packs. That shouldn't be a problem.
Might as well use Thanos.
Might as well use Thanos. Ian, where's your what you got in meh?
Oh my goodness, it's not good. But I'll talk. We'll talk about why it's going to be marginally better later. But it's a 1-1-2, level 70.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put some ISO in there.
Yeah, I'm not. We'll see. By the time I get to that fight, he will be at a 2-2-3.
Yeah.
Yeah. What we don't know after Matt is if it's going back to the normal schedule or not. So it could be Coulson or it could be somebody else from a movie.
Oh, yeah, 10th anniversary. Well, yeah, will the anniversary be over by then?
No, it's never ending.
Okay.
So Grinch asked on the Discord, who is your new version of Switch Cage Fist?
Yeah, it's those three. It's always Thor, America, and Thanos.
That's a strong upgrade.
Because, man, I love getting Thor hurt. That's so much fun. Devastating. All right, so your story land. We got Thick as Thieves running now. That'll get you three Dream Warriors. A black blonde widow, bam, bam. 30 CP, top 50 folks get meh, and 51 to 400 is Thanos. Then we jump over into Venom Bomb, 3 Thanos, purple meh, 30 CP, top 50 folks is Bucky, whatever. And 51 to 400 is Sentry. He used to be good once. And then we still got the space season still rolling along. That gets you Redshift is running. That'll get you Purple Switch, a Blue Vulture, 15 CP, top 10 folks is Matt, 11 to 50 is Rocket and Groot.
Bucky just got a whole lot better. Do we have that in the news somewhere?
No.
Okay. We'll put it in. I do have a couple of things.
I was going to say, it's in the infographic if you need it.
Okay. A couple things from Discord. Brigby said, aha, there is a bug ticket already for Lights Out Tech, so it looks like they're already aware of it. Flynn's Arcade said, but Craig... no more click, click, boom. And Donkey T said, now it's just boom.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like he's the god of hammers. All right, Ian, tell me about the sweet pie that I found last week.
I am not opposed to this at all. I will tell you. It sounds great, actually. I was confused at first because I don't think I've ever had such a thing or even heard of such a thing. And then I realized, I don't know why I've never heard of grape pie. Especially not, like, again, I don't know that what the value of the green grape in the green grape pie is. I prefer a green grape to a purple grape, but that's just, you know, carryover from being young and thinking there was a difference.
I also There's prefer not. Green ones.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I love the idea of making a pie with one of these. And it's, you know, it's just your typical short crust. I think the key, you know, obviously, pluck the grapes off their stems.
That would be key.
That's, you know, don't... it's in here, and I feel like you shouldn't have to say that, but shame on me if someone does that and I didn't say it. And then you're going to want to cook the grapes down a little bit. You're going to want to put them in there with, you know, some sugar, some lemon juice, nutmeg, some honey, and... let them cook down until you have, till it starts to thicken. And then you use that to fill your pie. I've eaten a lot of pie in my day, and grape pie has never occurred and never even been on my radar. And I've had a lot of different unnecessarily fruity pies. What? How did this even happen, Craig? Is grape pie something you would eat? Is this something I should make?
Well, I like grapes.
Yeah.
I like honey. I like nutmeg. I mean, the ingredients you listed are things that, you know, are good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I still don't like pies, but I suppose I would try this.
Okay. What if I made it more like a tart?
Sure.
I don't know if that would enhance the appeal. I'm really excited. I don't know why. This is one of my favorite fruits. I don't know why it has been left out of the fruit pie market. I feel like it deserves more recognition than it gets. I just worked my way through a bunch of grapes. I was having a grape craving, and then I saw this today. I was like, wow, that's exciting. Looks like I'm going to turn my grape-eating life around.
So are the grapes, yes, like smashed, or are they whole grapes?
No, they're whole.
Whole grapes.
See, that's weird. I don't think I like that. I don't know.
The only advisory that this pie has, and I can see why you might not, because they said the only drawback of this pie, because of because they're grapes and because of their whole grapes, is that the sheer juiciness of the pie is almost unappealing.
Yeah.
Like, there's just juice pouring and weeping out of the pie as you try to eat it. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of turned off at the moment, but I'm still... Now I see why no one loves grape pies. But,
maybe we can have Mary Berry make this pie for us.
Maybe. I feel like all this juice is going to ruin the bottom crust, and it's going to make it, like, soggy and weird.
Yeah, soggy bottom. That sounds soggy bad. Bottom.
Soggy bottom, boys.
Yeah, let's put a pin in this one and flag it until later. I'm not sure about grape pies. You're back off my love list, grape pie. But if someone else would make it for me, I would try it. And that's this week's Pie of the Week, brought to you by hero of the show, savior of the segment, you guessed it, this pie.
This pie.
Thanks, right. This pie.
Moving on. Moving I just realized on. That I have not yet gone to the store to buy Infinity War yet, so I need to go do that. The week two of the 10-year celebration is going down. Should have got a free token this week. A box office hits token. As it were. In the store, we have the MCU 10th anniversary offers going down from the 14th to the 19th. It is $24.99.
Whew. That is a juicy offer, too.
It is 42,000 ISO, 5,000 hero points, 8 command points, 1,100 red ISO, 2 latest legends, 5 heroics, 3 covers of Matt, and 3 covers of Valkyrie.
Wow.
There you go.
Yeah. They had... At six 4-star covers that I absolutely need, like they had me, and then they threw in, like, all the extras. Like, thanks for coming, here's your door prize, here's some free raffle tickets, have this. I'm like, man, I don't know how I can pass this one up. And it's not Christmas, I'm not using a gift card that I got from my parents, because they can't seem to understand why a grown man still plays video games. but still, yeah, I'll have to shell out 25 of my own dollars to purchase this. It's so exciting to me, as I really feel like a more fully covered Valkyrie and Meh could potentially enhance my game in the near future.
Hulk is awesome.
Especially with this upcoming crash. Like, 1-1-2, Meh, not going to cut it. 2-2-3, Meh, now Loki's in trouble.
Good deal.
And I might just spend that 5,000 hero points that I get for buying it to get that vulture that's in the... Because I need him, too.
Why not? Live it up.
I know. You know why not? Because the incentives that go with vulture, while initially seem appealing to me, probably aren't as appealing as I think. Because I just don't utilize supports like I should. Like, I should put thought into them. I should put ISO into them. And I just stick them to whoever the support tells me to stick them to. Because I would love to take a crack at some of those new supports that are coming up here later in the segment.
There you go. Champion reward updates. Hey, when I logged in this afternoon, I got a meh cover from... I got a Loki cover.
Yeah.
From my meh levels. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah. That was a good surprise.
So,
I didn't know that my Hulk was that high of level in order to get a cover, but... and it was my first Loki cover.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So that started today. You will get Loki covers at 280, 300, 320, 340, 350, and 360 levels of your meh. Starting on Friday, the lameness that is Bucky Barnes will give you Cap.
Infinity War Cap?
That's a true story.
Cool.
At the same levels. Red, purple, and yellow in that order. So there you go. You can get some Lumber Cap.
So meh gives you the brand new Loki?
Yeah. Yes.
Wow. That is... I'm glad I was sitting down.
You're going to wait till later. There'll be some sitting down to be doing later.
Holy smokes. I was sure he was going to give you Bruce Banner covers.
You would think.
You would. And yet, there's a 10-year movie-versary going on, so I get it. I'm on board.
All right. Events land. Oh, we got... I already talked about Venom Bomb. Then coming up after that will be the good old Web Wonder. And then Raging Fire is the versus that's coming up, and Cold War, the next versus. So there you go.
A lot of Hulk and Winter Soldier in there.
Yeah. New support came out. Mirror Image.
Which has a really creepy image.
It does, because this Loki's a little creepy. Oh, man, you should have a team up with him and Bobby.
Yeah.
And be like the creepy boys. That'd be a wrestling tag team.
Yeah. The creepy boys?
The creepy boys.
Bobby Iceman, not Bobby Mockingbird?
Yes.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with Mockingbird, but creepy okay. Bobby. Mm. So, perk one, when a friendly power is fired, there is a 19% chance to remove an enemy special tile.
Nice.
That's pretty sweet. Perk level 3, supported character deals an extra 779 damage to heroes. Eh.
Okay.
Yeah, perk 5, when you make a match 4 or greater, there is a 100% chance to steal 1 AP in your team's strongest color. That's handy. And the Loki synergy perk is whenever Loki's feigned death tile is matched, it deals 5,573 damage. So that came out yesterday. That'll be in the Mirror Image store. It is currently at 4 times odds. What is that? It's 120 Mirror Image vaults, 128 in vault, 1 master, 5 advanced, and 9 beginner. Also going down is the Vulture Heroes for Hire. 1,400 hero points get you a green vulture, 2 Mirror Image Advanced, and 3 Mirror Image Beginner. And the Ghost Heroes for Hire store, 250 command points, gets you a red ghost, a Mirror Image Master, and 3 Mirror Image Advanced tokens, and 5,000 red ISO. So there you go, some things to be purchased. Release 159 as an update. Now are you sitting down?
Uh-oh. I am sitting down, yes.
Okay, because the clue can clearly only be Dazzler.
Oh, no.
So this week's clue is Snappy Dresser. And who's a snappier dresser than Dazzler?
with our headband and unitards?
I don't know. I hope it's like way out of left field and they bust out like Mr. Sinister.
Ooh, I would like Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, Mr. Sinister would be awesome.
I think Ian is laughing at Donkey Teeth, yeah?
Yes, am! That totally caught me off guard.
Donkey Teeth chimed in and decided to mock me mercilessly by saying that Liberace is a better dresser than Dazzler.
Well, he is. Well, I don't know, better. Snappier.
Who knew Liberace was gay? The ladies loved him. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm better.
So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Mr. Sinister would be sweet. I
like Tell me again what the clue is. I forgot.
Snappy dresser.
Okay. Nope. I'm not good at solving clues. I'm possibly the worst clue solver there is.
Other things that have changed then. Players will be able to tell if they're currently receiving bonus rewards in the resources screen. All right. I wonder how. When a support perk is activated in battle, a banner is displayed with a relevant description of how the board or characters have been affected. The amount of data that is downloaded with each release has been reduced, and tiles that specifically state that only one of those tiles can exist will no longer be created if the existing tile is locked.
Oh, that's a... Wow, that's one way of cheating.
Yeah, I have no idea. That, you could lock your own tiles and keep throwing some of those things out there.
Yeah. That would have made Goblin way more powerful.
In changes that... This next one is super sweet. Nightcrawler's BAMF will now display what color is most present on the board.
Woo!
Yay!
Yeah. I'm going to say, that's just thoughtful.
That is. That's a quality of life advancement there. That's good stuff. Black Bolt's power energy channeling will now display what color is most present. I don't even know what his
also
powers
hooray?
Do.
Also, hooray? Yeah. I know. It's like
he puts... All I know is that he puts some charge tiles on the board. That's all I know. Then he has that weird face he makes when he blows up the middle rows. He gives you that weird O face, and he's like, whoa! In the middle. It's very bizarre. And then Cliff's Deep Breath now displays a power banner when activated in battle. And Rai-Rai Will-I-Am's remote control gauntlets, when used as a team-up, will no longer damage all opposing characters.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know it did that.
Yeah, I had no idea that it did that. Huh. Good catch.
So, that... is the news. In local news, I don't know nothing. Anybody know anything about State College?
In local news, it's the World Series of Little League time here in Williamsport.
It is where Ian lives, yeah.
Yep. There was a parade tonight, and now 2 weeks of unnecessary crowding. We got stuff popping up here on the feed. What? The Beach Boys are playing up here?
Ian, you better go see the Beach Boys.
I absolutely am going to go see the Beach Boys. That's the end of the show. I'm out of here.
2 p.m. on Sunday. Get over there.
I'm going.
Interesting.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Go and say hi to Mike Love just for us.
Huh. Parodiac did have two things, kind of. Local news number one, congratulations on a home purchase, Ian.
Oh, thanks.
Local news number two, there's a new bagel joint opening soon. I can't remember the name. It seems like a slow week in State College. It's kind of a slow week in town because this is the week of students coming back, so nobody can do anything else. All the roads are full, all the parking spots are taken, and yeah. All the sidewalks are filled with parents lugging luggage back and forth.
The Strange Fair is going down.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I might go there Saturday.
Is it that time already?
Yeah. The Georgia Satellites are playing on Saturday night.
Really?
Don't hand me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Oh, my goodness. I am just so much good
So you can
concerts.
See the Georgia Satellites Saturday and then go see the Beach Boys on Sunday.
Can I pull that off? Man.
How about that?
That's this weekend for
that
both?
That is.
Ooh, I'll think about it. I'm gonna go pitch that tomorrow morning. Oh, man. That'll totally offset the fact that there's no return of who's that? Who'd we get to see last year, Craig? It's a band that had like one hit, but you know all their songs. Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors? They had lots of hits.
They had three.
No way. Pocket Full of Kryptonite had all kinds of songs.
They had three hits. They had two Princes. They had Jimmy Olsen Blues, and they had Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. You knew the words to every song that they sang. It was amazing.
They're a good band. supposedly that music fest was supposed to happen again this year, but I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, I've been looking into it. No one seems to know.
Because they haven't started building the building downtown yet, so the lot's still there.
Right.
All right. Moving on. Okay. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Old Magic House, a sitcom.
All right. Let me tell you about one of the finest 3 stars, in my opinion, not to mention one of the finest Marvel characters, in my opinion, a Mr. / Dr. Stephen Strange. Don't call me Mr. Dr. Strange. Blue, purple, and yellow. The inappropriately colored blue cost you 9, the crimson bands of Sidorak, which will forever be the cyan bands of Sidorak in my mind now. He turns something into, he puts out a 3-turn countdown tile, then you're stunned for 3 turns, and the countdown tile destroys enemy AP and deals damage each turn. 3 enemy AP and about 600 damage a turn. Awesome. I think that gets all the way up to 2100 damage per turn when you champion him. Or if you champion him twice, that doubles. Which takes me to, why do you have 2 Doctor Stranges, Ray? Both of them are higher levels than the one that I have.
Because he is one of the characters that, as I was going through and recycling 3 stars, I could not bring myself to sell the fully champion Doctor Strange because he's just that good. I don't want to drop down to a level 166.
Okay.
So I just made a kept both.
I was going to say, don't worry, you won't be at 166. His purple power costs 11. It's the Eye of Agamotto. It removes...
Agamotto.
It removes 2 random enemy attack, protect, strike, invisibility, or trap tiles, and gains 4 purple AP. And lastly, certainly not least, the Flawless Flames of the Faultine. Every time your opponent tries to fire off a power, it immediately does 2,114 damage to the enemy, and you get a burst of 450 health. Outrageous. Just tears goons up like nobody's business.
Yeah, it does.
Those Magia Dons, they're just doomed. All they do is throw out countdowns, and they have like, well, in like 5 turns, I might be able to steal 2 AP from you. Nope, I'm on fire. Nope, I'm on fire. Oh, and I'm dead. My goodness, yeah. This is one of the few instances where, again, definitely not hit point wise or damage dealt wise, but I feel like 3-star Strange is as good as, if not better than, 5-star Strange.
No.
3-star gets you the healing, though, which 5-star is not.
That is true, but 5-star Strange does allow you to fire that power when you get enough yellow, which does a massive amount of damage. 16,000, I think mine currently does. And it does
have the nuke ability instead of healing, which is nice.
And the cyan bands do like 6,000 points a round. Or is that
again? That's damage, and that's appropriate. He should do much more damage. Oh, so you said
yes. You did qualify that yes with the damage. Right. All right. With that qualifier, I'm more likely to agree with you.
It's at least close. Although I hear from very reliable sources that 5-star's Eye of Agamotto is way better.
Oh, true. Because instead of it just destroying stuff once, he actually puts an eye on the board that continuously destroys enemy special tiles.
That is way better.
And it's
I don't know if it's way better, but it's definitely notably better.
My only problem with Strange is that, you know, Thanos shows up and then he just folds into a little ball and cries.
That's true.
See, Strange just does not have the hit points.
While that is true, he normally isn't, like, tanking for me, and I'm never scared of Thanos. Like, Thanos is never my primary target. There's always...
No. I mean, when I use Thanos.
Oh, sure.
Thanos kills other people, and then Strange is like, oh god, I'm dead.
Yeah, if you're going up against Strange, you want to take him out because of all the retributive strikes that he does.
Yes.
But other than that, yeah, he's easy to take out. The hit points are not there. I'll agree with that.
Right on. Either way you slice it, I would say 5-3-5 is a pretty straightforward build on this guy. I don't know if that's what build I have him at, because I've learned that I don't actually adhere to my own wisdom, but I would like to believe that that's what I have him at.
It is.
All right.
It's not what Craig uses him at.
Nope.
I have never configured him. Those are the covers I got, and that's the way he's staying. I use him when it's his turn in the Deadpool Daily.
Really? That's the only time?
Yep.
Oh, that's too bad. You're missing out. And I don't remember who last week's person was in Xandar, but I really wanted to go reconfigure them, and I totally forgot as soon as the segment ended to go do that.
That was Clint. Clint was last week.
Yes! He does need a reconfiguring.
We'll go over that in the listener comments.
Oh.
All right. Speaking of which...
And that's, that's Always Sunny in Xandar.
What you got, Willie? It's 10. It's a 9:45. Move.
Yeah, we got to get a move on. First,
that's the bulk of the show's already over. We're good.
Yeah, you haven't seen the listener comments. Thorium sent us an email. New listener, want to say thank you. Sorry if my English is wonky. That's okay. He says he's from Denmark. Your English is way better than my Danish, so you're fine. He says,
sweet. Hey, I'm just happy that you're downloading the show in Denmark. That adds another country to the list.
Yeah, absolutely. He says, finally having time to listen to another podcast. I'm currently listening to all the old episodes starting at number 1. He is currently at number 20. Just wanted to say, very funny and great job on both the old and new episodes. And he said, if you're still interested, because you were at the time, he wanted to share his hoarding problem. He has 663 standard, 435 elite, 205 heroic, and 57 legendary tokens. And
why?
Yeah, that's my question.
Because it's awesome. Because that's as rewarding as opening them.
No, it's not.
It is, absolutely.
I knew Ian would have an answer.
Absolutely. The token is the reward.
This is like saying somebody hands you a Christmas present, you're never going to open it, because what's inside could be really awesome. So I don't want to ruin the surprise.
It could be a boat.
Well,
right. Yeah, you know how much I wanted one of those.
It could be a boat. Exactly. And again, for a collector, that is enough. I don't want to, you know, rush to enhance my roster that's already stellar, as you know. I just need to collect those tokens. I can't help myself. Everything in this game is for hoarding.
Man, I can't fathom.
It's awesome. Good for you.
I mean, I'm at like my all-time greatest hoard. I think I have like 6 latest legend tokens.
I am at my all-time lowest of lows. I have 3 tokens. End of list.
Just because I don't want to risk getting more wasp.
Have you been on a what? Oh, like 5-star wasp?
Right.
Mm.
So I don't want to open those tokens until she leaves.
I understand. I mean, I don't understand that, but I hear what you're saying. I can process it. Although I did just finally get enough wasp. I had to use her for something. I want to say the behemoth burrito the other day. And she's finally at a level where she's close to viable. And I'm starting to understand. This is 4-star wasp, by the way. As Craig would say, the real wasp or the good wasp.
That's right.
Awesome character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really is.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, once you start flipping those tiles back and forth,
whoo,
gets pretty good.
For only 5, that's a bargain.
Yeah. I am going to move on, but real quick, Donkey Teeth, let me know, are you talking about Puzzle Warriors 3 episode? I'll take a look at that. Apparently, we have an episode that doesn't work, so.
Oh.
However, it's the poop house, not the poor house.
That's true. Captain Tripp says, one note on 3-star Hawkeye builds. His black is also has a passive that generates AP every time you match an enemy special tile. So, also, for some reason, it's true healing. So, good to note that. Iron and Wine over on the D3 forum says, Hogwarts battle, we're over up to year 7, but haven't attempted that one yet. Harry is probably the weakest character up to this point. I enjoy the additional mechanics that are added as years go on. I'm assuming these words make sense to you.
Yeah, but man, I don't understand. I think I like Harry. For me, Neville was clearly the star of the game.
Right.
Yep.
Hermione is super good. Harry's solid for blowing stuff up. And Ron, I don't know what Ron does. He just hangs out and sits in a corner and is a creepy ginger.
He also says 3-star Hawkeye with 5 in black is best buddies with main event Hawk to speed up purple generation. Okay, I wouldn't have expected that, but all right. He also says he likes the new support segment and he gives a +1 for Australian listeners. So there you go. Another international listener. Zootsax responded to Hawkeye saying, Hawkeye 355, just to take advantage of the black passive. Hawkeye, Medusa, and someone with an active green is his anti-carnage team. Really only use the active part of Hawkeye right at the end to get all of his hit points back before going to the next fight.
Huh.
Sir Worky Chris.
Worky Chris.
As usual, I spent CP on the newest 5-star store to add it to my roster. Got it within 10 pulls. Normally, this would have been great news, except I really wanted some extra Thor and Black Bolt covers. He says he rostered all the 4-stars he got and noticed something. Besides Emma and Howard, he has 3 4-star characters under 13 covers. So it feels weird being that far at day 570. That seems incredibly fast to get the all the 4-stars champed. Maybe not champed, but fully covered. He says, thinking back, he was lucky to start playing when he did. Vaulting had just started, so champions were already a thing, so it helped him accumulate and get the latest 4-stars and get his team going. And he says he feels bad for new people entering 4-star land without the vaulting to help them get the initial boost. That is the probably the most positive thing I ever heard about the vaulting. So I thought it would be interesting to mention. It's already gone and we don't need to bring it back, but I thought I'd mention it. And he had a TLDR at the bottom that was, Ian, don't sell Gwenpool. I don't know how that's a TLDR, but.
That's funny.
Stink Bomb. Soccer bad. The Premier League starts tomorrow on the 10th, apparently. Get on board, Craig. Just don't back Arsenal. That's a face-punching offense.
I had no idea we had that in common.
Well, there you go.
I hate Arsenal.
Why is that?
What?
Why is that?
You know, originally, it was because I thought they had a dumb name. And then I started to watch more and more Premier League. And, you know, everybody needs a villain. Someone to root against.
So they're England's Patriots?
No, I really feel like, I don't know, it's tough. There are a lot of teams that have been, you know, outstanding for a number of, they're always in it, usually. Like, you don't find Arsenal facing relegation or anything like that. But, you know, Manchester United's always up there. Manchester City's been up there for a while now. Liverpool is sometimes in the mix, but they usually make me sad. Anyway, I don't want to go down that road too much, but unless you want to root for Arsenal, then I will welcome you to the dark side of Premier League, just so you can be an Arsenal fan.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind if every other sport gets canceled, I'll totally be on board.
Okay. Did you see Samurai's summary? They're Alabama. Man U is more like the Cowboys. That's a fair assessment.
Jordan from Jersey said, 5-star Loki. What a fun power set. I have no idea where he'll fit into the power rankings, but he seems genuinely fun to use. I think that's interesting considering some later comments. He also said, come and get me. I love this boss fight. Yeah, that boss fight was a lot of fun. I mean, it's also really easy. Thanos is amazingly easy to kill for Thanos, but it was a fun boss fight. FAHQ 1977, good show. Couple of notes. Apparently, I had suggested using Coulson with Okoye, which I vaguely remember. He says, downside to that is Coulson actually spends team-up AP. If there's a countdown tile on board and you have six or more with a match, so if you have six or more, he uses up your countdown, which is not good with Okoye. Yeah, fair enough. I suggested that off the top of my head, so... number two, one of the problems with the destroyer gun is that the supported character needs to make matches to gain the benefits for most of the perks. Pairing Coulson with his best friend 5-star Hawkeye would negate the purple damage bonus entirely. All right. Loki review. I'll give you the TLDR on this. Loki is mid-tier but enjoyable. The mechanics are cool, but nothing is game-changing, and his 5-star synergy is hard. I think that's generally the view of Loki is, if you're pairing him up with 5-stars, good luck finding a good team. Starseed, 8712. Not too cold, Scorpio. New Jack. Captain Tripp said, I'm sure Joe already had this in hand, but did Craig really just confuse Too Cold Scorpio with New Jack?
Apparently I did.
And Joe responded and said, just shameful.
Man.
Who knew that was going to be your biggest defense?
Yeah, no. When I was watching that show, for me, it was all about, you know, the whole effing show, RVD. Then That's maybe true. You got into your Tommy Dreamers, your Ravens, your Singapore cane guy. Why can I not think of his name?
Oh, Tommy Dreamer?
No, the guy with the Singapore cane.
I don't know.
Came out and drank beer.
Sandman?
Yes. Sandman. Those were, you know... To me, those other people, whatever. Once they started to tell me that Rhino was like a main character, I was like, this is getting shaky. And then they got canceled. So,
right.
Sabu.
I'm moving on.
The human suplex machine. Those were real characters.
Perandiac says, the Ocho definitely still plays weird games and dodgeball at 2 a.m., I think. The director commentary for the movie is great. They have a staged argument that breaks out, and they stop recording and put in the commentary for There's Something About Mary. I gotta listen to that now just to hear it. He also says soccer is pretty much the best sport, Craig.
Nice.
Ich bin ein No.
He also commented on Hawkeye. Decent for the countdown tiles, but the blue power is all over the place. Solid ad with Carol. But he said, I'm glad I'm supporting this bit, the Sonny and Xandar, because it gave me a reminder to rebuild him from 553, or from 355 to 553. You're welcome. And finally, the wall of text that is D-Wing Illinois. He says, this... Well, this week's pre-show nonsense brought to you by ADD. ADD, when rails are for suckers.
What happened in the pre-show?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I spent last week in the Hinterwoods of Indiana with barely existent signal. Back home, though, and ready to build that wall of text. He said that my timing with the theme with Craig's 3-2-1 may be the kindest thing I've heard in a long time. I don't know that I generally strive to be that kind, but okay.
I don't know. Ian's the one who does 3-2-1.
Not last week.
Oh, okay.
Really?
You were singing some 3-2-1 thing. I don't know.
I was?
I don't remember.
The Contact song?
No, not that.
No?
I don't know. Go back and listen to the show.
Yeah, I'll have to.
It's in the opening, I hear.
Okay, yeah.
Ray's Gambit-free issues might win the episode. Time will tell. He says, Loki sounds interesting, but there's no team synergy that comes to mind. Achievement unlocked. Ian, subject of the Queen, congrats on rostering Gwenpool. A lot of love for Gwenpool.
Yeah, it's outrageous. Better sell her.
He also says,
getting out of control.
Kablushi, the girl who's hard to get. Ian is just going to die after saying mystify each week? Is it going to change each week? Will we have him choking, then heat exhaustion? So next week, Craig is going to cause internal bleeding by taking get back punches on Ian's kidneys?
That would happen. I got it. I'm due a lot.
And finally, he said, I appreciate the group's attempt not to be completely partisan during the support segment. You would. I mean, you're welcome. All right, that is all I've got. The mailbag is henceforth empty. Thanks, Lumpy.
All right, once again then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. And we just want to pump
you up.
You up. Dude, that was perfect. That was scary how good that was.
Go ahead, Ian.
Let me tell you, I'm going to move fast. Because I told us that we would get this rolling a couple segments ago, and I lied. I'm so sorry. 3 stars, boosted, Cyclops, amazing, super straightforward. He'll do a ton of extra red damage and a ton of extra black damage.
Still a
nope, awesome. Super good. Dream Warrior, he's boosted. His strike tiles should be better. And the damage that he does from his blue should be much better. The Immortal Iron Fist. Defender of Kunlun. Better strike tiles, better damage from green, better damage from purple, and his attack tiles probably bigger. That sounds likely. Another great character, Magneto. Man, he just does everything on his own. His protect tiles will be stronger, his damage from red and blue will both be stronger. And Mohawk. People seem to like her. I'll never know why, but they do.
Because she looks sweet?
Yeah, I guess.
Everybody loves Mohawk Storm.
Her attack tiles should be a little bit better. Maybe do some extra damage with green. But let's talk about the 4 stars. You heard it here first. The 4 stars. The all-new Ghost. Boosted this week and this week only. I don't remember what Ghost does, so I'll tell you all about it right now. Soon as things start oh, everything's gone wrong. I'm slowing down the segment. I can't see anything. This won't get...
What is going on?
I don't know. I can't access the handy-dandy infographic like I'd like to. So,
here it is again.
I'm just going to have...
Open link.
No, I have it.
Oh, okay.
I have it. It's not... It's just... I got too much going on my computer, and it's too small and too slow to give me the support I need.
Oh.
So I'll just go over the things that I know, and then we'll go back to the stuff that I don't know. Hulkbuster is boosted. He's dope. His red does a ton of damage. It does way too much damage when he's boosted. And his black gives you some red so that you can punch a hole through someone. The blue may accidentally put more red on the board, but who cares? He's all about the red and the black.
This is true.
Mordo's boosted. I hear good things about his purple. Doesn't he does damage according to how much AP the enemy has and
yeah.
Then destroys it? Yeah. Craig's favorite, Bucky Barnes, is boosted.
Sorry.
He has a detonation.
You said Craig's yep. favorite, and I completely had no idea what you were talking about.
He was just dumping on Bucky
yeah.
earlier for being not the best.
That's because he hangs out with War Machine.
His trap tile should do a lot more damage, and his red should do some meaty damage now that he's boosted. All right, yeah, I can't... I mean, maybe if I shrink it... Nope, then I can't see anything if I shrink it down. Okay, I think I got you now. Ghost. The damage that she deals with her red... will be increased, and her match damage should be even juicier if you use that blue appropriately. And the newly ever-popular main event Hulk is boosted. My goodness, I don't know how much his purple does now, but Gamma Bomb should do unlimited damage while he's boosted?
It seems that way.
Should do infinity damage. So, to quickly recap, Ghost, main event Hulk, Hulkbuster... Mordo and Winter Soldier are all boosted this week. And we've got a super fun, super easy Samurai Says corner today. Don't do anything fancy. Just punch everything with Hulk and Hulkbuster.
That sounds like a
decent
plan.
You need to... Yeah, really does. It's very straightforward. I like that kind of play. So listen to me now and believe me later. These are your boosted characters of the week. Thanks, Mystify.
Mystify. Let's move on to the support thing. Whatever what you guys call it.
We gotta work on Craig on this.
Yeah, well...
Here's the problem. Well, I don't have the new name in the script, and I just forget what you call it every week. It's Ray and Ian something about supports.
Support group.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ray.
Hello, Ray.
That was way more enthusiastic than usual. All right. So the first thing that I have to say about the element guns is a lot of times I get my information from Brigby. Hey, Brigby, there's two places of information on the element guns, the quad blasters. There's one that's spreadsheet format, and then there's the old format. They are different from each other. One says that rank one fires when you fire a power. The other one says it's when you make a match. So I believe that the answer is when you fire a power. I believe that is correct. So rank one, when you fire a power on element guns, you get a percentage chance to create a green attack tile. It starts out at 10%, works its way up to 60%. Not anything to write home about, but okay. Rank two, the supported character's base yellow match damage is increased. At level one, it's 13 and goes all the way up to 132 damage. That's decent for the person you're going to have it on. The supported character, whenever the supported character makes a match, there's a percentage chance to fortify a friendly special tile, which you're going to have those out. It starts at 10%, goes up to 75, like that. The supported character's base purple match damage increases by 15 with a rank 4. That goes all the way up to 162. Here's one that I love. If you can get rank 5 on this... When you fire a power with the supported character, there's a 20% chance to gain 3 green AP. I like all the supports that give you AP. So the 20% to get 3 is good, and it goes all the way up to a 67% chance to get 3 green AP at level 250.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. I really like the gain AP, and this is why I like the special. If you put the guns on Star-Lord at the start of the battle, there's a 25% chance to gain 3 random AP for each Guardian of the Galaxy on the team. So that could be 9 random AP, and that chance goes up to 85% at level 250. So it's a decent chance when at the start of the battle to just have 9 random AP. It's random, but if you're using Guardians of the Galaxy, you pretty much have, the rainbow covered. So it's I like that. It's a good deal. It's absolute. You need to have this on a Star-Lord when you use them. I think I have them on my 4-star Star-Lord because I use him the most. My 5 just isn't usable yet. But yeah, I like the support. It's got some things that are mediocre, but it's got a couple. I love the AP gains. So yeah, good support.
Man, I just remembered some local news.
You want
to? I feel like you'll have an opportunity to share that. You could share now. Craig, would you like to share with the group?
Hey, so today was Town Hall Selfie Day.
Hi, Craig.
So, you know, if you would like to look for the State College Town Hall Selfie, there's this really ugly guy who's on the front row, unfortunately. You could find me there.
They put you in the front row?
They did. So, yeah, Town Hall Selfie Day.
Great.
The perils of working in government.
Thanks for sharing, Craig.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. My name's Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So, today's support are bearing walls or load-bearing walls. These are walls that are active structural elements of a building. As their name says, they bear the weight of things that are above them.
I just want to build a house where all the walls are made out of carved bears. And have those be bearing walls.
So resting upon the walls is whatever's above its weight, and it, you know, channels that down through the floor. Now, the relevance of load-bearing walls has come into play more recently for me, because as you may have heard from previous segments, I had been looking for and am recently purchasing a house. Turns out, my wife, much like my good friend Craig, watches way too much HGTV as though that were valid entertainment. Mm-hmm. And while we're looking at these places, because of this, I'm sure...
Oh, she wants to tear down walls.
throws this out like it's nothing. Like, not a care in the world. Like, oh, this place is okay, but maybe if we just knock out this wall and then we can go for an open concept. I was like, yeah, sure. I'll go grab some milk down at the Unimart, and then we'll knock down a wall when I get back, because that's fun and easy. Just knock down a wall. Have an open concept. If anybody tells me to knock down another wall, I'm going to scream. Wall knocking down is not an option in our home buying future.
Hey, Chip and Joanna do it every episode.
Of course they do. So just knock them down. Let's just build a new office out of this giant abandoned silo. Why not? It's so easy. Man, Joanna Gaines is just absolute smoke show, by the way.
She is a good-looking woman for having, what, 5 kids now?
At least.
Man.
So, if your wife does want to knock down some walls and you want to make sure they're not load-bearing, some of the easiest ways to find this out are go down to your basement and look up. I'm out of words. If the beams from that wall go directly down to your concrete foundation, that's a load-bearing wall. Don't knock that down. Look for beams, either a beam that's been covered, you know, in your ceiling or in the floor. Those, are going to connect to the load-bearing walls. And if all of your stuff is hidden behind drywall, look at your floor joists to see where they connect, and that will show you where your load-bearing walls is. So if anybody's getting crazy and thinking they need an open concept, don't knock down any load-bearing walls. They're an important support in your home.
Unless you replace them with something like a nice steel I-beam that can help transfer the load, then you're okay. But however, those are really expensive.
Exactly. That's everything for load-bearing walls. And that's everything for supports. So thanks so much for listening. And thank you, Fortify.
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 Fortify yourself with some supports.
Treat yourself. We should really just name the next segment Treat Yourself. Let's open some tokens.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Brought to you by this guy.
I'm
on board.
Thanks, this guy. All right, I'm ready to go. Here we go. Opening a token. Doing it, Doug. Come on, something. Oh, snap. That is exactly what I'd hoped it was going to be. I can't believe I fished my wish. I wish I'd said it aloud. So now it's meaningless. Gosh darn it. Anyway, I got a purple main event haul.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Wow, he's looking even better for this next fight against Loki.
All right, I'm going to poke not Janet here. And I get that was unexpected. A Iron Spider.
Huh.
Quick reflexes.
Poor Iron Spider. How quickly we forget.
Yeah, I totally forgot he was a thing. And I'm like, who is that?
I know.
That gets him up to a 3-2-2.
All right, I'm going. I got a 4-star. It is a 4-star melon head. Blind spot.
Oh, that's a throwback.
What was the other name for him? Professor Facepalm?
I don't know. I always like Melonhead.
I just use Melonhead.
Yeah, so I have no idea where that puts him. It's going to obviously have him champ. 289, so I'll be getting another legendary token if I get another one of him. There you go. That's all I'm spending.
Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Ian, tell me about some podcasts. Apparently Word. One that's really depressing.
Oh, my goodness.
Not really.
No, it's just a bummer for me, because I am a left-leaning individual. So, anyway, the soon-to-be-named network is what we call our network of podcasts. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. You can find a large collection of podcasts, all archived there, up to their current episodes that you can listen directly to if you'd like this show, or if you would like more of Ray and I and you want to start listening to the Profane Argument, that would be a good place to start, and that will bounce you over to profanearguments.com if you want to interact with the show. That is the show in question. It's a delight. Don't listen to anything I've said before that. Definitely listen to that show. It's the best. second best. I like this show better.
Fair enough.
Yep. All right. So that's Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. We also have direct links to most of the shows also on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com.
Thanks, Ian.
Yeah.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Beach Boys, yo. I'm so pumped.
Oh, something else. So you know what I got today? Strawberry Scooter Crunch flavored Oreos.
Oh. What?
No. They were amazing.
No way. No element of that except for the word Oreo, comes close to amazing.
What? Strawberry scooter crunches are delicious.
They are the bane of all scooter crunches.
No way!
Strawberry flavoring is not cool.
Oh, man, they were good.
Oh. What do you think about Strawberry Quick?
I don't recall liking it.
Oh,
I recall hating it.
Okay.
I don't.
It's the worst.
I haven't had milk in God knows how long, so.
Right. But I'm just saying, much like that, much like the third unloved flavor in Neapolitan ice cream.
I actually like strawberry ice cream.
Ugh. It's not my jam.
I enjoy actually eating, you know, Neapolitan all mixed together. Anywho. Hey, thanks everybody for joining us this week. Check us out at PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comments, suggestions, get them all to Ray. He loves to get all the comments and all the suggestions nonstop. Millions of them. Millions right. of comments. Especially from foreign countries.
That's true,
especially
that part is true.
Someday we can dominate and have a listener in every country. Let's make this happen. So give us comment suggestions there. If you want to give us a bone, click on the Amazon banner top of our webpage or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Buy yourself some swag. It's going to be Labor Day soon. You need a Labor Day mug or something.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, sometimes you can go too far.
Appropriate for this podcast.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night.